Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 2 online courses. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches use a secret of happiness. Recently, I was in a conversation with a friend. We came across a quote by William Butler Yeats. He wrote, "We are happy when we are growing." Think about the times when you felt good. Were you growing? Or even in times of recreation? Many of us have a good time as we improve our skills. Certainly many people enjoy video games. You get better at it, and you certainly see your score. And now I have 3 insights for you. The first insight is, grow in your relationships with the god and goddess and the earth. Here is a quote from Scott Cunningham. In Wicca, rituals are ceremonies which celebrate and strengthen our relationships with the goddess, the god, and the earth. When we cast circle, we're invoking certain powers. Those powers are the elements of earth, wind, fire, water. And each element also coincides with either a masculine or feminine side. And you can think of those masculine and feminine sides as the goddess and the god. So even in casting a circle, we are really celebrating the god and goddess. To strengthen your relationship with the god and goddess, you can do chants, rituals, or even do an offering to help strengthen that relationship. If you're going to strengthen the relationship with the earth, you can do some similar things. Or you can do something practical, like pick up trash in your neighborhood. And now our second insight. Grow in your skills and how you stretch beyond perceived limits. Many of us can recall how we started learning how to ride a bicycle. We grew in our skills, and we learned how to balance the bicycle so we didn't fall down. Some people play video games where you can up your skill level and get to the next level of the game. There is some research about the difference between pleasure and enjoyment. When people experience enjoyment, they're often increasing their skills, and they like to stretch themselves. And this takes us back to the original quote, "We are happy when we are growing." Once again, that was from William Butler Yeats. And now our third insight, grow in your magical skills. And now I will share a quote by Scott Cunningham. If you would be a magician, honor the earth, honor life, love, know that magic is the birthright of every human being, and wisely use it. So Scott Cunningham is giving us guidance on how we can grow and therefore experience more happiness. And once again, we are invited to honor the earth and to honor life. We're invited to love, and as we grow in these magical skills, we must wisely use them. So reading different books may help you sharpen your skills. It really takes practice, but learning how one person does it and learning how a different person does it differently may make you stronger. You'll also discover your own personal way of doing magic. In my workshops, I suggest that the participants keep a BOS or a Book of Shadows. A Book of Shadows is where you keep all of your spell notes and where you've learned things and even dreams. The way to improve is to log your progress and then pay close attention to what you're learning. And now I'll summarize. The first insight was grow in your relationships with the god, the goddess, and the earth. The second insight was grow in your skills and how you stretch beyond perceived limits. And number 3, grow in your magical skills. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, GoddessHasYourBack.com, and MoonwaterSilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss. And the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.